I talk too much. I have opinions about everything. My voice? It's loud. It carries, I've been told. When people talk, I tend to interrupt. And they say it only gets worse as you get older. Welcome back. I'm Chad Hall. It's a little bit of a different intro style today. I'm still in the process of shaping this show, or rather, this show is in the process of shaping itself. I'm not sure what I thought this was going to be, but it has slowly morphed into an examination of my internal world and my desire to become a better, happier person. You can probably see that reflected in the revised show description. So, with that said, tonight what I want to talk about is listening. Yesterday was Easter, a religious celebration of resurrection for some, and for the rest of us, a reason to binge on jelly beans, chocolate eggs, and honey-baked ham. It's typically a day of feasts and of family, and in every family it seems that there is at least one proselytizer. One incessant voice spewing politics, ideology, and opinion all over the silverware and the white doilies. Though I'm sure over the years I've probably been that person far too often among my friends, I rarely have been the same among my family. Not out of deference or respect, but simply because the podium was already occupied long before I came along. So if I've played any role on holidays of the past, it's been as the instigator, the one who stirs the pot, kicks the wasp nest, the one who feels the need to make long-winded speeches of others into arguments that rise to levels which ruin the meal and often the day. I'm not proud of that, though I think I was for far too long. I know that I felt justified in my opinions. That's what I told myself. I was on the side of truth, which means ultimately that I felt righteous. Like I was the voice of reason, the voice of humanity and history. But let's be honest, I wasn't. So many wars have been fought, brother against brother, father against son, friend against friend, North versus South, Captain America versus Iron Man. Differences of opinion between people who care for each other. But none of the world's problems have ever been solved by shouting at the family dinner table. People don't change their politics because you had something witty to say over deviled eggs, or something snarky with the yams, or because you had more facts than glasses of wine. People build castles around their beliefs that are at least as strong as your own. My uncontrollable impulse to argue and convert, my desire to prove my point, is no different than those of the person I'm disagreeing with. And in the end, we accomplish nothing. No power in it. It only reveals weakness. It only shows fear and insecurity. You see, the wise woman holds her opinions until they're asked for, and only gives them when the request itself is genuine. The fool is the one with something to prove. I know that. I think I've always known that. But I've been so wrapped up in my own identity and my own ideology that I became incapable of stepping outside of that. They say never to argue with a fool, because people will get the two of you confused. But the truth is, when you argue with a fool, you become a fool. Sometimes the hardest thing is to get over yourself. And to learn to listen. I don't mean the kind of listening where you simply keep silent and burn inside with hate. I don't mean the listening that insinuates complicity and bigotry and fascism. I mean listening with the desire to understand another human being, to find the subtext of what is really being said. Someone who continually talks is not self-contained. In fact, they're begging for attention. Why? Why? Why are they so desperate? Why are they so afraid? Why do they feel that the world has treated them unfairly? That they have to fight for something or it'll be taken away from them? What broken things injured them and inflamed them into anger? Where is their loss? It's in their voice. It's in their words. And nobody's listening. Nobody cares. Even when they scream. Even when they talk to horrify. Some people become monsters in order to avoid becoming invisible. I may not believe in divinity. I may not believe in people waking up after 3 days of death. But I do believe that the only weapon against ignorance is compassion. And that compassion, it begins with silence. Thanks for listening. Please share with somebody that you think would enjoy this. And until next time, remember, failure is not an option. It's a requirement.